各位观众大家好，欢迎收看澳洲广角，我是凌云。在这一期的节目时间里，我们为大家准备了几个生活气息非常浓厚的节目，有悉尼市中心的咖啡店、西部的秋季婚礼展，以及坐落于蓝山的世界上最大的私人古茶壶收藏馆，相信您一定喜欢。嘉年华是澳洲社区活动的一个重要组成部分，许多城镇每年都举行这样的活动，来展示社区中各民族的不同文化和风采。下面让我们一起去看一看悉尼西部布莱克镇的秋季嘉年华。
布莱克镇位于悉尼城区以西35公里处，每年的秋天是布莱克镇最美的时候，也是人们享受生活的最佳季节。而以分享生活、促进文化交流为主题的布莱克镇嘉年华庆祝活动，更是吸引了数以万计的人来到这个美丽的城镇。这个嘉年华庆祝活动持续的时间长达一周。在这里不仅能买到特色手工艺品，品尝到各国的美食，每天还有不同的节目上演。其中最盛大也是最吸引人的就是每年的大游行。布莱克镇的市长里昂·凯利致辞后，人们翘首以待多时的盛大游行终于开始了。这个庆祝活动始于1975年，共有近70个团体参加了今年的游行。布莱克镇的常住人口来自世界上50多个国家，使用的语言达63种。参加游行的队伍多姿多彩，既有活泼可爱的孩子，也有神态庄重的老人。各族裔、各种文化背景的团体，让人们真切地感受到了澳洲多元文化的包容。其中队伍最长、色彩最多的是法轮大法的游行队伍。勃勃的观众们在这个金秋享受着布莱克镇的居民带给他们的快乐。一把热情的掌声送给每一支队伍。如同往年一样，最后一个出场的就是救火队了。在布莱克镇生活的居民为能有这么多的人和他们一起分享这里的快乐而感到自豪。
咖啡已经成为现代生活中最流行的饮料之一，尤其对很多的西方人来说，一天的开始源自于一杯香醇的咖啡。走在繁忙的悉尼市中心，到处都能买到咖啡。然而一家家看似雷同的咖啡店，咖啡的质量和味道却不同。今天要带大家去看的是一间位于悉尼乌鲁姆路的咖啡店。
在离悉尼市中心不远处的一条小街上，有一家不起眼的咖啡店。别看店面不大，但它选用的咖啡原料以及提供的特色服务，在咖啡行业里也可算是先锋之一了。在店门口就能感受到阵阵的咖啡香扑鼻而来。老板 Toby 在他的咖啡王国里寻求的就是只给顾客最好的。
I think we've tried to obviously provide the best coffee we can. So we aim very much on delivering a quality cup of coffee. The atmosphere, of course, helps. That's why we have the roasting machine downstairs, so you can actually see that we roast and make the coffee ourselves. So it's fresh.
来自非洲、印尼、美洲等地的咖啡豆令人目不暇接。而且让兔币自豪的是，这里的咖啡产品有不少是有机类和公平贸易类的。这个店里最引人注目的就是这个烘烤机了。在教授如何制作咖啡的课程中，老师会介绍如何使用它来烘烤出不同风味的咖啡豆。托比定期开办咖啡教学和咖啡品尝会，希望能将他的所学与实践经验和更多的咖啡爱好者分享，同时也使他的产品走入更多人的生活。
And so I did a lot of appreciation classes, so tasting coffee, telling people how to make it at home, and what different beans you could buy, because we have a very large range of 30 coffees. So that's unblended coffees.
我们平常看到的咖啡豆都是深褐色的，那是已经经过加工处理的，并非它的本来面目。
This one is generally what most of the beans look like. They're sort of grey green color.
多数咖啡豆是两个一半的平豆，只有少数独特的只结成一个圆豆。
Here we have decaffeinated beans.These are darker. These ones are Swiss water processed. That means they don't use any chemicals in decaffeination process. And obviously that the process does alter the colour of the bean there, and it slightly alters the flavour.
除了识别咖啡豆之外，在咖啡课程中可以学到全套的技能，使你能成为一名咖啡师。想做出这样一杯充满艺术气息的咖啡，是不是很难呢？
After the course, maybe you get it straight away. For me, it took 3 days, and then it made click.
Toby 从批发做起，再扩展到零售，到现在已拥有三间咖啡屋了。
I started the business 10 years ago, and I still love it. It's something that sort of every year we get a different batch of green beans to roast, and that's like Christmas.
他曾经到过世界多个国家，包括美洲、欧洲、巴西、印度等咖啡产地。这段经历不但使他积累了丰富的专业知识，或许也使他在挑选和购买产品时多了一份责任感。
Consumer is a lot more aware of quality now in the raw product, and also the environmental.Product, the ethics behind what they're buying, especially from third world countries, they're in states of poverty, and how they're treated by in their employment and their lifestyle. So we do buy a lot of organic, probably 50% of our product is organic, but about 25% is fair trade or Rainforest Alliance or Bird Friendly, and they're some of the ethical organisations that we know that the people are being paid the correct price.
在现代化的今天，虽然速溶咖啡带来的方便无可取代，但能有闲情坐下来喝杯现煮出来的咖啡，也算是一种享受。更有雅兴的，也可以带一包咖啡回家，尝试自己冲煮的乐趣。
我们今天用碗来吃饭，但是呢，用碗来喝咖啡，这还是第一次。
结婚是一个人一生中最重要的时刻之一。那么今天的澳洲人是怎样度过这一时刻的呢？什么样的婚礼车最受欢迎？哪一款婚纱最漂亮？让我们一起去看一看。
婚礼是人一生中最浪漫的回忆和最庄重的仪式。它是一对男女在神和众人的见证下承诺对彼此永远的扶持和关爱。 在婚礼上能让自己以最完美的形象出现，是许多准新人的期待。但准备婚礼的一系列过程是琐碎繁杂的。在澳洲究竟到哪里去能够了解这些信息呢？今天我们来到位于悉尼西南部的秋季婚礼展，为期两天的会展举办在奥林匹克的运动场之一的 The Dunk Gray 自行车赛会场。这里有超过上百个专业婚礼服务人士，从婚纱、婚纱照、婚礼举办地、婚礼礼车等提供一站式结婚时尚咨询的平台。婚礼展中男士的最爱莫过于婚礼车，通常在澳洲新人们都会租用高级车作为礼车和用于拍照。这家豪华轿车租用公司主要提供最流行和高档的奔驰车。另一家公司的老板 Ken 先生从事租用老式古董车27年的时间，他的公司是悉尼最大的古董车租用公司之一，拥有30多辆古董车。从1950几年代的劳斯莱斯到美洲虎，每年至少有800个客户，有很多电视剧的名人结婚都租用过他的车。
Convertibles are very popular for weddings, mostly used as bridal cars, where you can have the convertible here as your bridal car, followed by the sedans, and the convertible stands out as the bridal car. A lot of brides want convertibles because they can be seen. They can wave to the crowd and they get a lot of photos and
Yeah,
they are very, very popular.
Ken 先生告诉我们，古董车非常具有风格和格调，拍照也很上镜。一款古董车租用两小时为500澳币，一天的话大约1000元左右。会展的组织者克伦邦女士告诉我们，澳大利亚的准新娘筹备婚礼不同于其他地方，他们没有请婚礼策划人的习惯，姑娘们都很独立和有主见，一切细节都喜欢由自己来选择。
As I mentioned before, a lot of Australian brides don't like to use a coordinator, so they know exactly what they want and very demanding. I think you'll find Australian brides knows exactly what they want, what they're looking for, and won't stop until they've got it.So I think an expo is a great way for them to come and see different things and different ideas, especially with our parades.
婚礼服装走秀的服装来自四家厂商。今天的走秀除了婚纱外，还包括晚宴服、献花儿童的礼服、新娘时尚内衣。
Intima believes that every woman has the right to feel fabulous in beautiful.
这些礼服来自名为“拥抱新娘”的婚纱店。此店拥有超过220多件最新款的婚纱和60多款伴娘礼服可选择，大多服装都是海外进口的，尺码在6到30号，符合所有人的需求。店中最受欢迎的婚纱是这款手工水晶织成的高雅长拖尾婚纱，价格在3000元左右。另外店内还设有量身制作的服务，新娘能够参与设计自己梦想的婚纱。女人最美丽的时候就是穿婚纱走上结婚礼堂的那一刻，纯白米白色的婚纱是最永远经典的色彩，代表着爱情和婚姻的圣洁。婚纱简单的分为缎系列、纱系列、拖尾以及个性化四类。缎系列能很好地体现女主人成熟优雅的一面，纱系列则显得青春活泼飘逸。拖尾婚纱适合在教堂举行婚礼的新人，正式隆重。个性化的产品则是一些时尚女性婚礼 party 的由衷最爱。看着众多眼花缭乱的婚纱，您是不是都不知道该怎么选了？其实不论是婚纱或礼车也好，比较价格和质量的同时，更关键的是挑选适合自己的东西。希望今天能为您带来一些灵感，创造出一个浪漫温馨的婚礼。
茶文化是中国文化的一个重要组成部分，在只有200多年历史的澳洲，茶文化又是处于一个怎样的地位呢？让我们一起去探究一番。
在离悉尼100多公里的地方，有一个著名的旅游区，那就是已被列为自然类世界遗产的蓝山国家公园。当你来到这个风景如画的旅游区内，一个外表并不起眼的茶室时，一定会想起古人所说的“山不在高，有仙则名”这句话。这个茶室有个很诗意的名字 Bygone Beauties， 翻译成中文就是往日的美丽。除了售卖茶点外，小店还兼卖各类古董首饰。然而它的独特之处就是店内陈列着许多茶壶收藏品。店主人之一马瑞斯·库伯30多年前就开始收藏茶壶了。
And when we purchased this building, the council, because of regulation, said we must serve food because that was the licensing. Both of the owners had a teapot collection, both. And we decided that we would create the tea room and place the teapots on display. And also we then set about to increase the collection as much as we could. And 2 years ago, it became the world's largest private collection that is outside of a museum.
这个茶室从某种程度上可以说是被迫经营的。马瑞斯决心把它搞出艺术品味来，他的诀窍就是重返古典。喏，这就是这个茶室特别的上茶方式。与中国人的讲究品茗不同，英式茶文化更注重饮茶时的优雅氛围，搭配成套的点心、精美的银具、严格的上茶仪式都是有讲究的。对于上茶前的旋转茶壶，侍应生解释说，一个是祝你好运，另一个是让茶叶旋转起来，让茶叶的味道充分释放出来。许多第一次享受到这种服务的人都感到无比惊喜。从远在澳洲的这间茶室里，人们就可以感受到那份英式贵族般的优雅与闲适，重温那往日的美丽。
I think that the major thing that attracts people here is the teapot collection. Because there is such a variation in that teapot collection, you will get people coming back more than once.Because you can sit here every day, have a look at those teapots and still pick one that you haven't noticed before.
既然人们来这里是为了茶壶，那么就让我们来欣赏一下这些珍品吧。
Now, in the first instance, of course, you will see the teapots that go all throughout the building. That is the collection, and none of those are for sale. We never sell from the collection.
不过纺织品和现代设计制造的茶壶是可以出售的。马瑞斯先带我们看了这个店内的整个陈设，这个店里百年以上的古董占30%，还有许多其他货品，虽然称不上古董，却也有着几十年的历史。另外还有些现代仿古制品，人们来这里选购一些他们喜欢的东西，用来装饰他们的家居。因为真正的古董要贵得多，选择这样的物品使他们既能付得起价钱，又满足了怀古情节。这些漂亮的花鞋摆在居室里是很好的装饰。别看这些用来做针线活的小小顶针，也被做成了各种式样的形状与图案，成为精美的艺术品。
Yeah, the rooster one made in Japan about 1950, and that is also in the collection, so we will sell that one, you know, so we don't duplicate.
对于现代茶壶，许多人喜欢英国瓷器，而从中国进口的瓷器也越来越好。这些是一个住在美国的中国人设计，在中国生产的。
Of course, the very earliest teapots, you would be aware more than me, came from China, 4000 BC.
除了古玩及这些可售卖的茶壶外，马瑞斯现在一共拥有3700多把各式古董茶壶。 在这些藏品中，每一把都有一个故事。说起他们来，马瑞斯当然是如数家珍。比如这把已有近百年历史的茶壶，就是为纪念发现蓝山一百周年而特制的。
It was made in Austria, in Europe, Austria, and it is a teapot that is referred to as a commemorative teapot to commemorate. And this one was the centenary of crossing of the Blue Mountains. So when the three explorers, Blaxland, Lawson, and Wentworth, crossed the Blue Mountains, 100 years later, we had a celebration, and this teapot was specially made.To celebrate that occasion, and of course, we're now looking towards the bicentenary, the second.
在位于蓝山的茶室收藏这样一件东西，当然就显得格外有意义了。这一把置于1938年的 Art Deco 风格的茶壶非常有趣。茶壶上的图案，一面是求婚的场面，另一面孩子吃药的场景。
When children are born.People give the gifts, and they give the little porringer, you know, for the baby to eat the food, and the double-handed beaker for the child to drink. And this is done in that series, in that series, but for every 100,000 porringers, one teapot. So this is a very rare teapot.
那么这把外表看起来很普通的茶壶有什么特别之处呢？原来这是19世纪末世界上最早的专为一只手残疾人设计的茶壶。
The grid which filters the tea is right at the base. Okay, so a little bit unusual there. Okay, and that comes around and the spout comes up. Okay, so with one hand, a good gripThe teapot placed there can be poured the hot water. Okay, the grid is at the bottom. It can be turned. The person places the cup with one hand underneath this here. Then they place this after it has brewed, and when they push this down, it pushes the water out. And they, with one hand, they can make their own tea. So first disabled teapot.This one was made in Japan in 1958. And this is me mammy, American Negro, mama. And very novel. And purchased for mainly for decoration, but people could use as well. And can no longer be made due to racial discrimination. So very collectible.
这把1890年制造的茶壶因为是平时用的，坏了就扔掉，所以剩下的就非常少。
Despite the fact that it is chipped, this is museum quality because of the rarity of it.
看来收藏品都有一个共性，一百多年前被随意乱扔的东西，因为有了时间的洗礼，也就变成了古董。这里展出的茶壶有3000多把，还有几百个更珍贵的收藏在家里呢。这么多的藏品是马瑞斯30多年的心血，而发现的过程也是收藏的乐趣之一。30年如一日的追求，使往日的美丽成了名副其实的茶壶珍品大观园。来自世界各地的古玩和茶壶爱好者们也一起分享着马瑞斯的快乐。
All the beautiful teapots, it reminds us of things of the past, when things were elegant.
品啜着香茗，观赏着沉淀历史的古董茶壶，也是人生一大享受吧。
好，观众朋友，这次的澳洲广角节目就到这里了，我们下次节目时间再见。